Hello
Hello.
out there. How exciting that you are hopefully joining us today.
Yeah. So that we're not sitting here talking to ourselves, which is always nice. Today is, well, I think it's not just a fun one to talk about, but it's kind of an essential one because
we're living in a disconnected world.
Yes. And however much we think we're connected this way, there's nothing that replaces like that true human connection in one way or another. You need this people. You know what? It actually makes me think of when COVID went down and we had just flown back from North Carolina.
Yes.
So during it, when like, the whole thing hit.
The airport was dead. Like it was empty. Like Carolyn and I and maybe two other people were flying back home.
In Atlanta, which is like the busiest airport in the state.
It was so weird.
So it was totally bizarre. So then we did our 2 weeks at home and everything else like that. And I called Carrie, came into work and I was like, I need a hug. I cannot deal with this lack of connection. I could not handle being alone like that.
No.
Because I couldn't see my kid, nothing.
No,
like, and I was just, I could not handle it. So for those of you that could, kudos to you. But I think we need that human connection, a way to connect with other people, to connect to ourselves, to do all of those pieces to keep moving forward in life. And it is something that in this world right now, it is lacking.
But I do think what you've just said, that's the key piece, is that connection to self. So that's what we're really going to be focusing on today, because it truly is all about me, myself, and I. Because when we are disconnected from self, then there is no way that we can move forward with clarity or with a movement that has some step to it, like a bouncy step, not just a slugging along kind of step, right? Like, there has to be that connection to self. And why did we lose so much of that connection? Well, we know there's lots of obvious reasons, but you know, technology is taking over so many components of our life, and it's not enough for us as humans to survive, because we have to feel safe. And if we don't feel safe within, then we've got that disconnect going on. And I think even last week, we loved having Joanne Routier come on and talk about her book, which I hope if you didn't get to see it, take a listen to, because it was last week's live. It was beautiful. But, you know, she was talking about that disconnect even through grief. It's like your soul, your spirit, it leaves for a while. Like you just
trauma.
It is such trauma, and it takes a while to kind of get back connected again.
Yes,
that's
absolutely.
How I see the step, you know, of the soul coming
one right
step,
back in.
One step at a time, and it doesn't start at the toe.
Right. But it's even that having that connection with self is what allows you to connect authentically with other people, right? To have those real, true relationships. When you have two people that are connected with self that can come together and be connected as well, what a beautiful thing it can be, right? Because you know who you are. You know you're moving forward in the same place, and everybody's on the same page. I see we've got a couple of people visiting in already. We've got Sarah. Hello, lovely Sarah.
Bazanson.
From Bazanson.
Oh, I always see, I use this cup all the time, Sarah.
I use mine
like,
as well.
I want you to know, you know how you sometimes give a gift to someone and you really never know, will they ever use it? This is my every single day cup that it has chocolate.
I was going to say, you can tell because of the remnants of her Vaseline.
Yeah.
That is all over it all the time.
Yeah.
It gets well used. And Colleen is on as well.
Hey, hon.
So True Netflix has a great documentary called Live to 100. Oh, that's cool. I'll check that one out too.
Oh, I love documentaries.
So just before we get going here, we'll do our regular old rigmarole. Just for those of you who are joining us for the first time, first of all, tell us who you are and where you're from, because that brings us great joy. We like to talk to you people. As you
show us your face. Don't be disappearing. Just show us. We won't call you out on it or anything. Well, we might.
We might.
But in a fun way.
Jason Breezy Oldham. Hi. Welcome. Jeez, you had some great questions. That's the person that, in Facebook Messenger, right? I believe so. You had great questions.
Oh, yes, Siri Bobino.
About the certification.
That huge amount of questions.
Yes.
And that's always exciting because it's so nice when, see, that's connecting too. You want to find all of those components and do I fit with this certification and this company and the humans?
Because are we nutballs?
Right? Yeah.
Because you would like to know that. If anybody's been in the horse world for a little while, you got to check in. You never really know.
Exactly.
And we got Chris Williams on
Chris.
Too. Welcome, welcome.
Excellent.
Perfect. She says, I messaged she. Is it, are you Jason or are you Breezy? I messaged so many things. And Tammy Collins on as well. So we got San Diego, we got Washington State, Zanson. This is good.
So exciting.
Oklahoma. So first of all, if you guys hear something today that kind of knocks your socks off or makes you think maybe in a little bit of a different way, throw in that hashtag.
Holy jumping tuna fish.
This is a Carrieism for those of you who don't know, but it really just means wow. So you can throw in wow too, but we're really trying to get this going. So if you guys could use the hashtag, that'd be great.
Remember when we were doing a live with Warwick Schiller?
Oh, yeah.
And he's like, well, before the live started, he goes, what the hell does holy jumping tuna fish mean? I don't understand, and I'm very logical.
Yeah,
he said, there's no logic to it. It's just exciting.
Yeah. And then he said, well, and why do they even have to say it's a fish? And we were like, what? A tuna fish. You just call the rest of the fish the fish. You don't call it a fish or a trout fish. But or a salmon fish has to be called a tuna fish. So we had a good chat.
Oh, we did.
The whole tuna fish with him.
See, this is connection.
It
see?
Is.
Even
yeah,
memories
exactly.
are connection.
Oh, and there's Elaine. Hi. Welcome, welcome.
Hey, you. You.
I
was just talking to her this morning.
And this goes with connection too, because this is that hashtag is we are life changers. And that's not just us sitting here. That's all of us. Every single one of you, our horses, everybody that has the opportunity to change somebody's life for the better every single day that we live and breathe. And we really do always say that boils down to kindness in so many ways. And kindness is what allows for connection. And I think about you when I think about this a lot of times after you lost your mom. It's funny the people that you connected to may showed you kindness, but a connection was in a different way for somebody that had felt the same loss or had experienced the same thing. And we connect with people that way.
It's true, because I didn't want to hang out or I didn't want someone to tell me you're sorry. If you didn't lose your mom and you didn't know what it was like to have such an amazing mom like mine, I'm like, you're outed. Like I couldn't connect with you. Mm-hmm. It was a bizarre time.
But it's interesting how connection can go off of that piece too, right? Like connection mm-hmm. really is personal as to what we've gone through in life, what's made us and how we connect with other people as well. Look at all these lovely people
Ooh,
today. Casey Akabaka. From Alberta. Woo. And Louise from Chilliwack. Very nice. Brittany Burns. How's it going, lady? That's beautiful. Lady.
Hey, lady.
And then of course also share this out, because sharing is in fact
it's caring.
That's right. Sharing is caring, everybody. So we want to make sure that we share this out, because especially with connection being the topic today, why not spread it out a little bit more? So maybe we can get more of us back on that connection piece with self as well. So if you're watching this on replay later, then make sure to say hello too, because we always like that piece that we can come back and say hi. So just before we go into things, for those of you who don't know who we are, my name is Carolyn Charles. I'm the Director of Sales and Marketing, as well as an instructor and facilitator for the Equine Connection, the Academy of Equine Assisted Learning, Inc.
Hey, everyone. My name is Carrie Fulmack. I'm the founder of the Equine Connection and master instructor helping people globally around the world to be connected to a dream, mm-hmm. to be connected to purpose in life, to be connected with the gift and the uniqueness that every human brings forward. And I think the best part is it's all with a horse. It's the most phenomenal job in the entire world. I mean, living a dream is the greatest. I don't know. It's so not only euphoric, but I don't even know what the word is.
Fulfilling.
And it is. It just doesn't seem like it's a big enough word.
No.
But, you know, that's why everybody doesn't do their dream, because, you know, it does take work. It takes a lot of work. But I tell you, when you're doing it with a horse, the greatest thing in the whole world. And then you have your clients who come in and they pay you money, which is really kind of a cool piece. And well, what I always think in our certification, because first, the welfare of the horse is number one. Always the horse comes first. We do not use our horses. We literally allow our horses to be the teachers. We do not stop them from doing teaching, because when they feel safe, wow, do they teach the humans. And then the humans have these amazing changes that happen right before your very eyes as a certified facilitator that you're like, wow, it's so humbling. It's mm-hmm. such a privilege to see the human make the change, not because we said anything had to change, but because we stepped in to save the horse and what the horse was saying, and then the human made those decisions and choices and came up with solutions to their own life, connected,
yes,
and were empowered to move on to the next piece. That's the beauty of working with horses. And again, it really literally does go into connection, because you know, how many times are we doing maybe an online piece, or we're sitting even in a four-walled classroom and we're listening to a human, blah, 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 blah. Well, we all fish for whatever reason, because we can only listen and maintain that for so long. But are we truly connected to that learning experience? When you're with a horse and you have 1,200 pounds in front of you, or you even have 800 pounds, it doesn't matter. A horse to so many humans, and most of our clients are non-horse people, it is, oh my gosh. Like, it's the way, what you always say.
What I always say. I hate it when you do that. Oh, yeah. I'm always like, what do I always say? I don't even know. I'm not connected with that part of my brain. Or they truly are like unicorns without horns. They're magical. It's like having this majestic, gorgeous unicorn standing right in front of you that just sucks you into the moment that you're in.
Actually, and it's intimidating. It's intimidating.
One of the guys we had yesterday, how many times did he thank me for saving his life? I did nothing to save his life.
Just a bazillion FYI. Times.
Yeah. But she saved my life. She's
Nope.
They are very intimidating. But what they get out of moving past that and feeling that sense of I did it and I showed up is absolutely phenomenal. We got Nikki on too, Mary Jean Mulder. We got Buddy Blake on, Lucinda. See, here's a beautiful piece of connection as well. I love seeing some of our facilitators on here too, because we are connected even in that way, right? Like we're all helping people move forward in one way or another, working with horses.
Yes, it's truly amazing. But you know, just even our certification, but I mean, there's many numerous ones out there, but that experiential component to a human in that connection, to literally touch the horse's hair, or to see, just because you move too fast, maybe the horse made that automatic adjustment in where he was feeling. Like, it's so life changing, and there's so much power when we connect, because it's connection of self. We have many clients who come in, and because they know, we always go through an orientation explaining why we work with horses, and they need to understand the psyche of the horse, and then through all of the language of the horse. Because again, number one thing a horse needs to feel is safe. And of course, we bring that onto our clients, so it gives them the ability to make those changes. Because what do they want to do? They love their horses and they want to keep them safe. So when the horse shows them that they're not feeling safe through communication or not expressing themselves, or how their body, because so many people are not aware of how even their body language is affecting the horse, which in turn affects humans in their own world, right? In the real world. It is just an outrageous change that happens in humans and all of us horse people. We know when we're working with our horses, we're like, whoa, that connection was so powerful. And hey, Carrie, come back and be aware in your own body awareness. Because you did something that just changed how that horse was feeling. That connection is so powerful. It continually makes you even think about it. I mean, our clients, again, some, like, they're just so intimidated by that factor. And they know that horses don't judge and don't lie, that sometimes even for them coming into the arena part of the program, it's hard for them because they think they're such a bad human.
There's a lot of guilt and shame.
You always explain it so well. Like, it's not that they don't mind read.
No, all they know is that what you're thinking and what you're feeling is on the same page, and they're not there to judge you. They're not there to do any of that. The greatest gift a horse will ever give you is a problem, right? When they don't move for you, or they are asking you for something different, or you're trying to back that horse up, pick up a hoof, sweet Lord. If you're trying to do those things and they don't do it, take it as the greatest compliment you've ever received, because that means they know there's more within you and they're asking for that from you, right? It's not, instead of going to the place where I just can't do it, right? It lets us get to a different place working with our horses that way as well. But yeah, it's just, it's such a beautiful compliment, and an ability to be able to work with them in that way, to build that self-awareness and piece of self, is it's huge.
You know, one, and I don't know if this is a tip or a suggestion for you, but for many of us who are needing that full connection, and I mean, this can happen regularly throughout the day, but for those of us who are fully disconnected, this is, you know, little bits to bring us back in again. And it is, anyone who is watching, who is not a certified facilitator or who does not have a horse, really find in your local area a professional certified facilitator. Go take a couple of programs or go and ask if you can just sit and be. That connection, even by seeing a horse, and we know through heart math, it actually changes how our hearts are actually pumping through us, even in their heart electromagnetic field.
Yeah.
So, you know, there's so many powerful things that you can do, but a tip or a suggestion, one thing is always breath. So anytime you're feeling like if there's heaviness or you feel numb, like there's just a numb piece to it, really do that beautiful breathing technique. Wow, we did a breathing part on that a long day ago, but that's really filling your stomach first with nose only. So it's only nose work. So you fill your stomach first, then you fill your lungs, and then you breathe out through your nose. And that was through our beautiful Alicia Main, who taught us that one. But
which was not easy to learn.
It was not easy to learn. It's like doing that thing.
Yeah, they're rubbing your belly and patting your head. You did it.
Whoa, I am very connected to myself right now. There's one. But sorry, just before you go on. So taking that breathing piece first, and then focus on something that can bring you joy. Like sometimes, especially in the spring and summer, I know I close my eyes because sometimes I hear a meadowlark. Now, when I hear a meadowlark, it always reminds me of my mom. So I breathe and I just keep hearing that meadowlark. And that for me is full connection. Something fills my entire soul to give me that little burst that I needed to come back to being connected to myself. So
well, and
you're going.
That's that piece of feeling connected to her too.
Yeah, that's true too.
Right? Because you guys had such a beautiful, authentic bond that way as well. We've got Nicole on too. She's catching us on our lunch break as well. And I saw we had a token Aussie up here.
Carla. Yes. Hey, yeah. Carla. Welcome. I just love Carla so much. I mean, I love you all, but Carla, even taking the course, I just loved her answers and her enthusiasm. And she was just so excited.
Yes.
I love it. She's going places.
Louise Prince is on, Tammy Collins, Kalisha Campbell. The world is a better place with horsey girls in it. Darn tootin' galootin'. Yep, that's exactly right. It is. So even going back on this connection with self piece too, if for those of you who are on, what are some things you even do for yourselves? What are things that you kind of spend the time or take the time putting into yourself to have that personal connection? Because I think the more we can share different tactics that we do to use it. Like, I mean, for us, horses is obviously a huge part of that. And I know, you know, you talk about your heart horse or your, you know, greatest teacher horse and all those kind of things. They all have their plays in there too. But any horse that you're with is going to help you to be in that peace with yourself. But there is, well, I know, like Comet for me, he was one who allowed me to come back to myself. So that's a big way that we connect with self and have that peace going. But what are some of the other ways? Even taking a moment for yourself, breathing, like you say at home before you.
It's little, but it's big.
Mind. Yeah.
Like, you know, I don't know. Sometimes I think we think we got to take this major course to find our connection to self again. But in all reality, nature provides everything for us, but are we open enough with our eyes and minds and ears to see and hear these pieces? Because it does connect you back. And that's why I love doing these programs, that you can do this outside. No one needs an arena to do any of these programs. Connection to earth. I love it. And it doesn't matter if you live in a windy country or you don't. I mean, wind is everywhere now, but you know, it's so beautiful. And that's my favorite piece of working with the indigenous people, is you're working outside and an eagle flies up above. We stop to recognize that connection. Or a little fox goes running across the field. Oh, we stop. I love the foxes.
We have a fox.
Yes, you do. In the city, she does.
Our little fox took fox.
I love the foxes, but we stop. Or the owl, gophers, well, they are darn cute, but I can't like the horse field because they're very bad for the horse field.
Yeah, not good in the
horse
field.
So I don't look when they have to be shot because they do.
I read Tammy's wrong. Tammy says, I love staring into their beautiful eyes. I thought I said, I love staring into your beautiful eyes.
Into Carolyn's eyes. That's connection right there.
I feel you. Started getting the giggles.
Tammy, that's hilarious.
Brought myself back.
But
together.
You said it right. That's funny.
Yeah. Nicole, Reiki once a month. That's very cool too. I love
yes.
that.
Yes. I love Reiki.
Yes. So yep. good. Nature always helps me. Just right? like you were saying, that connection to Earth, to ourselves, the all that, even going outside with bare feet.
Oh, I love so when we good. Can do that. Yeah. Don't do that now with snow, but
you won't make it.
You know, it is amazing what nature does. If you look around, like it tells us stories, and through stories, there's connection. Like you don't see a whole bunch of birds pulling out the war trucks or saying, you got to call me a they or a him or a there. You know what I mean? Like it's such an interesting, well, it's not interesting. Earth and nature provide us with stories for us. And why is the bird so happy when it's freezing and we're looking outside and we see freezing rain coming down and yet the bird is all chirpy and happy? Why?
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 What's wrong with that bird?
Yeah. So we got to connect to that because that helps us to say, hey, if that little bird can do it, why the heck can't I?
Yep. Sarah, I love to color. That's it. I've done some of that and some of the, diamond paintings before, which are very nice too, because you can kind of do it in quiet. There's very few times in life where we're actually in peace and quiet. Like we always say that I need some peace and quiet, right? But very rarely do we get that peace. So that's kind of a cool one too. And salt floats. Now I have never done a salt float.
What's a salt float?
I imagine that you float in salt water.
Oh, not in a tub.
Well, I think that's like, okay, Sarah, or no, who is that? Yeah, Sarah, wasn't it? Yeah. Is that like at one of those float places? Because they've got like businesses that do
interesting.
That.
Yeah. My goodness, you just don't have a...
Nicole working on grounding and truly happens when I'm with my horse. Yes, has helped me relearn.
How many people are not grounded is a complete disconnect, right?
Yeah.
And again, our connection even to Earth, because we get the soul. On the bottom of the insulator on the bottom of our shoes. Mm-hmm. Carolyn actually just bought me a pair of moccasins that have no sole or no leather. Insulator, yeah. just leather, because I'm so desperate in those winter months to still connect to Earth.
Yes.
You know, kids show us connection all the time too. Like even if you keep thinking your kids are driving you crazy.
And they can.
Well, of course they can because we're human. But if you get out of yourself just for a moment to just connect and watch and see what they're doing, they actually show you ways to connect with your own self, because we're saying, don't do this, don't jump, don't get on the floor, get up, put your socks on, put this away. Watch what they do to find their joy and happiness and their connections, probably rolling on the couch or jumping somewhere.
In the most simplistic of ways, though.
Right?
Like just something that brings a little joy.
Yeah.
Soaking in sunsets and the moon. Okay, so I couldn't sleep last night at 1 o'clock in the morning. I went downstairs and it was so bright outside from the snow and the moon must have, but like you could see like a long distance with no lights on. It was so bright
outside.
I love
when it's like that. Oh, that's beautiful.
It kind of messed with me a little bit.
I like that.
Connecting to myself by disconnecting to the distractions or enemies to the soul. Boundaries are huge. Sing it, sister. Love the boundaries, Lisa. Yes. Wanting to do this. Good, Nicole. It's awesome. Everyone do the floats. Okay. Yes. It's a float pod. It's the most relaxing and best self-care I've ever done. Interesting.
What? Oh, photo shoots too. I bet and then you're so focused and you are connected to the eye and to what it is that you see. And I really do envy some people who've got that gift, because when Carolyn asked me to take a picture, cause she's got the gift. I just click, 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 because I don't see nothing with my eye. I'm like, geez, I hope she's not going to yell at me, because then she always gets upset with me.
But you still get the people in the frame generally. We had her hubby take a picture of all of us once. It was literally like cut across our foreheads. Like, what are you doing? Like, when you look at the picture, do you ever just look and say, hey, that's a great picture of like half a face? No, for a group photo. Get it together.
Maria's laughing. On too, from New Zealand. Yay. Maria, we love you. Oh, that is blah, blah, blah.
Huge.
Laughing and humor. Like, you know, this is one thing I've always said to Carolyn, because she does make me laugh. She's the funny part of our relationship.
Intentionally funny
part. Now, she laughs at me all the time, but it's not because I'm funny. She's laughing at me, and I don't care what her words say.
She is funny.
I'm not funny. I'm not. But any hoodle, when we can have a laugh a day, oh my gosh, it just changes my whole world. Like, it, there's something when it comes from your toes and your stomach, you know, where it hurts so much that you don't think of anything else but that little second. And I don't even know how you even name those feelings, but they're outrageous. If we could have a laugh a day, because there was times when we weren't laughing for a while.
I was going to say, during, again, this is weird that it's coming up, the whole close down thing.
Pooey.
For quite some time, we didn't have those belly laughs and stuff like that. Because a lot of things happen, like belly laughs happen when you are connecting, when you are doing those things, right? We didn't have that same piece because, well, it was all malarkey and craziness. So we didn't have that same connection to everything necessarily, and we didn't have the laughs the same way. So that's why even the connection has to be there to have those belly laughs, have that, which allows you to connect even more. Laughter is the best medicine. Sound therapy. Now, I've heard of this sound therapy thing. When I used to be a leader for Girl Guides, we would play white noise and stuff.
Oh yeah.
To like
take it down a notch.
Chill them out. And it worked, surprisingly enough. I was half passed out before I even hit the pillow, but it worked for the kids too. Sound therapy too. So relaxing.
Interesting.
I'm sure there's a thousand different ways of doing that in tones and frequencies, which all make sense too on the energy level and that sort of thing as well. Laughter is the best minute. Laughing sometimes till you cry. Getting to the mountains.
I love the mountains. We can see the mountains from here. And I do have to agree with you, Mary Jean. Like, when they're clear, it's like, and you're connected because you're like, whoa, you haven't seen them for a while. And then you connect to how huge and magnificent they are. And we are just a peon of a speck of a speck of a piece of sand compared to them.
A peon of a piece of speck of sand. Damn it. That's how small we are. That's funny. See, funny.
That is
She's
funny.
Funny.
I'm not.
That was funny. I'm dying now. Listening and playing music. Music, I have to say, is a huge connection. Well, I think for both of us, is a huge connection piece. You think about when you're sad or when you're wanting to feel your emotions.
Yes.
That is such a beautiful way to do it, to you, because you can listen and you can get into a song. And if you're pissed off and you're singing, it's a fight song or whatever else it may be, right? It just helps you kind of to connect with what you're feeling just from the words of the song sometimes, or the melody of it even. That's beautiful.
I so agree.
Dancing foolishly with no care. I love that too, Lisa. I make a point to ask around instead of Google.
Smart girl.
That's stunning. And especially, and I love that you say with elders too, there's so much, oh, you guys, we're going to lose so much in the next few years as people pass away. And we aren't communicating the stories down, the knowledge, all of those pieces. We're about to lose so much out of this world. And that's so sad to me.
Really is. Yeah,
so, so sad to me. Anybody who still has your grandparents or anything else, like my grandpa did a recording at one point of his life and what he did during the war and all this other. That to me is
gold.
It's gold. There is no monetary value you could put to that because he's gone. And there's no way we can get those stories back other than those tapes. If you have grandparents, sit with them, record them, get their stories, learn those pieces, be connected to yourself as your heritage too, because that's a big piece of who we are.
I love the recipes.
Oh,
you know, food and drink is huge to connection. Like, there is something so powerful when you're so connected to, you touched it, you cut it, you smell it. Like, all your senses are involved in recipes and cooking. That's why I love cooking.
And it has like the flour and the
stains and everything on it. It's not just from a computer. Like, that is magical. And then as you're creating all that intention and that connection to the recipe, that you're already visualizing how people are going to be reacting with that food and the laughter and the table and the lovely wine or non-wine, whatever. It is so lovely. Cooking is phenomenal. And you're a baker.
Yeah.
You like the baking piece.
Yeah, I do the baking side of things. And at one point I was doing the cake decorating side till it got to be that it wasn't that wasn't a connection piece anymore.
that was a
reason to drink piece is what it turned into. So now I go a little bit more simplistic than I used to, rather than the 9-hour cakes and stuff like that. But it's, I love this one. I spend time in prayer and reading scripture in a quiet space. I love my church and look forward to church and Bible studies. The fellowship is amazing. There is something about faith and whatever your faith may be, when you can find people. Well, just like we say with EAL and with horses and everything, when you find your tribe, right? When you feel the people with the same belief systems, it's safe. That's what it is. Yeah.
And, you know, I love that too, Nikki. I do Bible studies from Monday to Thursday every morning. So I get up at 5 and I learn it from, I've read the Old Testament, New Testament, like quite a few times.
She's the go-to girl around here.
I am, but you know, you always learn something different. And I really do that chapter by chapter, verse by verse, because I fully want to understand. I don't want to just take a verse and, you know, just go with it, because there's not a connection to just a verse.
And it's not the reality of what
right?
the entire story is.
You need exactly, because that's what connects you. And oh my goodness, I love that piece. But I do listen with Pastor Arnold Murray. He's very cool because he takes it back to the Hebrew and Greek. And so it's loud. So it's not as good, like your quiet time. I think quiet would be nice, but there's still things in the Bible. I'm like, huh? What'd you say there?
Yeah.
What does that mean there? So I still need the additional help coming from a human.
But even that connection to self is still reflecting on what those pieces mean to you.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah,
in your faith. True. Right. That's so even true. When you figure something out, that makes sense. That makes me feel this way, or I can understand that it allows us to connect deeper, yeah. I think, to ourselves, just an understanding, knowledge, right? Is knowledge is power.
So many things
this
that
is good.
This is so wonderful. And again, how then do we on earth, because all of us on this earth are here for purpose. Hmm. And what is that purpose piece? Well, purpose is helping another human being. Bottom Period. Line, this is what we are all searching for in life.
It's
what is
never
our purpose?
To win the lottery.
It never is. And money never make you a happy human. Nope. No. Having horses and spending loads of money and being in debt, boom, that makes us all happy, right? Yep. Like, who couldn't be happy?
Oh, Tammy can't see us. Well, hopefully, can other people see us? I hope you can. Continue. Sorry.
Oh, okay.
I mean, I think so.
You think so?
I think continue.
Oh, now I forgot what I'm saying. That's how fast my brain.
I didn't mean to interrupt you.
My
but I
brain
didn't want
you
to say
away.
It and then it'd be gone. But then I read what you were saying.
Yeah,
anyway.
I can now. Well, that's good. I like that. But no, I do forget. Oh, so yes. No, we each have a purpose here on earth to be able to do something. So even with all of those beautiful things you have just put out there for us, even on our sharing, these are pieces even going to social media, or if you're texting your loved ones or someone messages you and they want to come and see a horse, these are some little things, mm-hmm. you know, you can make a little, little guide up. Here's for connection. I mean, the first connection will be at your beautiful property. I still think, you know, sometimes people don't want to begin working with horses in their dream career because they don't have this and they don't have that. And they think they should have this and they think they should have that. No. Nope. Have a tent, for heaven's sakes. Have a horse and you are ready.
Porta potty.
Yeah. When people come to you, they don't see that. They see and connect to, again, nature, earth. They don't get it when they're living in the urban city.
No, you don't.
You just don't.
It's not the same.
So it really is something beautiful to offer out there. And now any of you who are not, again, you're just with us, you're in our tribe, but you want to experience equine assisted, any kind of learning with this. Lots of these facilitators, they have mountains, they have great music, sound therapy going on. They have, I know Mary Jean, she does piano, like, there's so many ways to connect. We have them in New Zealand, Maria's on, we have Australia, Carla's on, we're all over. So just connect with one of them and get out and just be with the horses. But I do have to say the programs you go through too, helping you to also build a skill.
So very so true.
Not only are you connecting with self, but you're building a skill for the connection with self.
And if you're looking for those facilitators in your area, you can actually find them on our website. If you go on the contact page and scroll down, you will see a beautiful map of our facilitators around the globe too. So you can find one close to you.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Oh, this connection is so important. And you know, even that touch of a horse, you know, connection through your senses, and that's it. Like, we have to be using all of our senses that we have been gifted with. I mean, some, again, I say all that we've been gifted with, because some we cannot see, or maybe we cannot hear, or some we cannot taste, but we do have senses that are wanting to work for us in the best way for connection with self. Like, go out there. I just think smelling a horse or in a baby head are two of the greatest smells that God gave to us on this earth. And I can't get enough smelling. And I know I go to my horses regularly, and I don't, again, aggressively put my body pressure into them. I do it where it's more of a draw, but when they bring their beautiful muzzle to my face, I just love to breathe it in, because their breath connects me to something better always. Because why? I'm present. I'm living nowhere else except for the breath that we're just sharing with each other.
I'm always a little jealous of you on that one.
Are you?
Yeah, because with the allergy thing, right? It's not really like huffing them isn't usually the best thing to do when you have
allergies. I huff.
And that kind of thing. She huffs them.
I huff.
So I'm always a little jealous with that too. I like what Elaine said here. So funny you say that. When I look at my property, I often see what needs to be done. But so many people have told me what a beautiful property we have. Yes. There is a vibe, people. And you know it. When you go to somebody else's, it just feels good.
Safe.
You don't care if it's the fanciest arena or whatever else. Literally, our Cadillac of outhouses, but it was an outhouse. Mm-hmm. Nobody ever cared.
Nobody ever said, ooh, I just paid you $6,500 and you're providing us with a porta potty?
Ever.
They don't say that. They're like, the outside of the porta potty. This is so beautiful.
It's so cute. You have a plant in your porta potty. That's what we got. Yeah. Never once did somebody come out and say, oh, this isn't up to snuff. There's no marble floors here or anything else along those lines. It was all it feels so good to be here. And that's one of the first things our clients feel when they get off the bus or they get out of their cars. And you can see them.
They breathe it in
and they just automatically feel what it's like to be here. So you're so right. It's not about what we think we need to do or the changes that we have to make things perfect. There is a feel to a place of sanctuary, I guess is what it is.
And nature is perfect. Mm-hmm. If we can say anything, nature is perfect. It's only us humans who wreck the nature piece.
True.
No one else does. So you see, you're surrounded by nature. You already got the most beautiful picture on earth, because it's your place. Mm-hmm. It's your unique area that people just feel so great at. It's just amazing. There was something profound I was going to tell you guys.
I'm excited about it.
Yeah, I was too, because I'm like, yes, I'm going to nail it in there. But my brain took over again. And I know.
Now I better be prepared.
For all of the places that Carolyn and I have traveled to for helping others do what we do in our practical training, we have traveled like seriously.
Across the world.
Everywhere.
Really.
And I have to tell you, the most beautiful, grounding, solid places we have ever been to is out in a hickey joint that we have never been to before. And it is so different and unique compared to, we have been to the marble floors. We have been to the barns.
Gorgeous too.
That are you're like, whoa, I don't even live like this. Like they're so outrageously, like you're in awe because of the money spent in how they do it. Mm-hmm. But I have to tell you, those good old rednecky, me, places, we have always had the most connection to those places. Because it's nothing, and not to say that it's a facade by any means for those who have the affordability to build these amazing places. It's just so, I just think the majority of us people are redneckiers.
Well, and it's just, there's a piece about being humbled with horses, and they do humble you in a humble place.
Yeah.
Right. It's like when you go and you have the best meal of your life and it's in some back door pub. There's like old
like the Blue Door restaurant we went to. Ugly Blue Door.
And we have no idea what the place is called. Nope. Never found it again.
Nope.
But we had the best time there. And it was just this little hole in the wall, and everybody there had personality, and the vibe of it was what felt great.
And Larry's Bar in St. Louis.
Larry's Bar.
It was a little house, I swear.
It was. That place was tiny.
We stayed, and she stayed up all night. I went to bed at least at 2. She was gone. I woke up in the morning. I'm like, okay, I'm not happy with you.
Yeah, it was a rough morning. I will tell you that much, people. I don't think I would repeat the process again, but it was a fun night.
But it is fun, yeah.
No. So sometimes it's not about what you have. It's about what you feel and
how you can connect
to the place and the senses. Exactly.
Yeah.
It's not about having the fanciest mixmaster to make a good meal.
No.
It's not any time. Yes. It's about that. It's just like a recipe. It's the love.
It is the love.
It's always the love.
Well, I think these are some pretty great ingredients, team, don't you think? Boy, and everybody inputted their pieces
this
too. Like
amazing.
This makes the beautiful connection of the full recipe book for human connection.
Wow, she's really bringing this all together.
Maybe we should pull out some of these and create a little connection guide.
I'm having
a thought.
It hurts. No, I'm having
an epiphany.
Wish it was an epiphany. Like there's a movie that he ends with something along this. Like there's a, how do you make the best recipe for a city? You add some sugar, some love, a few nuts. What the hell movie is that, you guys?
I don't know.
I do. Bruce Almighty.
Oh.
That's what movie is. I'm okay. Like, this sounds familiar.
Really?
Yeah. And that's
well,
how
we
he
should
ends
do it
his
then.
Rings. That's
okay.
Kind of a cool idea.
Well,
and Hoodle.
Maybe we will create that and then we'll put it up there for all of you. And then you guys can have the list of connection ideas. Because you know what? Even if it's not you, but trust me, you're human, and we can get disconnected throughout the day because we get too much thinking on. Remember, that's why horses bring us back to living in the now. So that could be a great book for, or a PDF for all of us. But remember, your neighbor, a stranger, someone at the till that you're going through, you can just see that that person needs something. It could be a nice little gift
to
just hand over to them. So we should create something like that. What do you guys think? Create it and then give it out to all of you.
Yeah, I like that a lot. Overthink it. Well, yeah, that's a great way to get disconnected with yourself.
Oh, we're always overthinkers by cracking.
Yeah, no, I'm not saying that about anybody else. Overthinking is a fantastic way to get so far in your head that you're too far out of your head and you don't even know where you started in the first place, too. So that's a very good, great idea. See, people.
Okay, thank you. I'm like, okay, maybe it's not a great idea. Yeah, being an entrepreneur, like that's the thing. You know, my brain is always like, ooh, we could, woo. And I like it to stop sometimes, but then I'm like, okay, well, I'll throw it out there if nobody else thinks it's a good idea. It was just my own crazy thought.
And I like it how we've got so many people on here and one person, Kalisha, said a great idea. And we're like, sold. She likes it. We like it. We go.
Kalisha gets it.
Oh, yeah. Elaine's with it too. I like that. That's all we needed was just a little encouragement.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, everybody. Well, this was a really, really, yes, sorry, great idea.
Okay, Amanda. Seriously, sorry. I know, and I know my facilitators who are on this list. You did not say great idea. Keep and score. No, I'm not.
Yeah.
That'd be now way too much for.
Yeah, right. Well, thank you, everybody. This was really fun. Was I feel like we connected with all of you guys a little bit more too. And I really enjoyed this one.
You know what I noticed? We both have our heads doing this
tilty thing.
Mm-hmm. And if you really think about it, it really does still create that heart.
Oh. Let's see if we put our hand in the middle. No, other hand. No, other hand, sorry. Over your head. There. Nope, this way.
No, that kind of looks like
put the dip in the middle.
We've ever done. That is the most loserish thing. Oh my gosh. Okay. I think the heart was just a nice idea.
Yeah, I can see it in my head, but it don't work at least. Cameras, I'm squeaking now. They're backwards, so trying to figure out how to move your body and look in the screen at the same time.
You just can't.
Ladies.
Oh my gosh. Okay, well, okay. And on that note,
hopefully we gave you the laugh anyway.
You just have an amazing connecting day. And we will see you next week.
Perfect. Thanks for the laugh. It's my laugh for the day. That's what we were looking for. Have a great one, everyone.
Okay, bye.
Bye.